Let's make this abundantly clear. You're figuring them out.
You are. I think you're trying to say you are.
We being me and Tuna.
Y-O-U-R-E. Got it.
You're figuring it out.
You're. Yeah, you are. You got to say you are.
Longest introduction ever. We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but much like our ability to use Zoom, our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we don't know what we're talking about. Maybe we'll finally get around to reviewing Dune. That'd be fun. We should do that.
Ooh, Dune, we all saw it. Why didn't we review it?
Why didn't we review that last week?
We did review it last week.
We did.
Tim and I had a whole podcast, just the Timmy and Frankie show. The Timmy and Frankie show. Yeah.
Timmy and Frankie. I thought you said Tim, me, Frankie show. I was like, well, that finally explains the multiple personalities I always thought existed.
No. Same personality. If I had multiple, that'd be great. I could use some friends.
It's true.
We did record it.
Yep.
I don't know where the recording went because apparently I recorded it and then stopped recording.
Let's start first. First, you're in a meeting that was already recording it to the cloud, set up for you nice and neat. Then you tried to figure out how to live stream.
We did.
Then you couldn't figure out how to live stream.
Yeah, no, couldn't figure it out.
Then you recorded in a different meeting and ended up recording it locally.
Yes.
It's like the podcast version of, well, that doesn't work.
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and...
That's like the technology version of that.
All I'm saying is you never taught us how to do this. You want us fail when you're gone.
We have been in a global pandemic.
You're off gallivanting on random Monday nights. Who knows what you're doing?
Global pandemic.
Trying to make it on X
for a year and a half. And you still don't know how to use Zoom.
This would not be an issue if we did this live, like in the same room. In a studio.
I feel like we'd have more issues. Somehow.
We need to make an Incredible Critic studio. That is my ESPN fantasy.
Yeah.
It's going off. It's just going to keep going off because I have like six leagues. So we're going to try to mute this.
Yeah, go ahead and mute that. Can you figure it out? Do you know how to work that thing? Nope. You don't. Can't even figure out where the mute button is on his iPad.
I never had to mute the iPad before.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah,
that's muted. Yep. Okay. We'll see. Somehow I don't believe you. Somehow I still think I'm going to get a bunch of notifications.
We're good. We're all set.
Okay.
You get confused because this is an older version iPad. It still has the button. And it's like, where has that even been? It's time for my company to update my iPad.
There you go. Frankie, how have you been?
Phenomenal. I now know how to host and live stream our podcast when you're not here.
Still know how to send audio, but we'll work on that. We'll work on that after.
No, I did it last week. I just don't understand how I share.
Except nobody was able to hear that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I swear it's there somewhere.
It's somewhere on your computer.
Yeah, it is.
I believe that. Absolutely.
It is. I'm doing great, Ben. Things are awesome. Work is super busy, so that consumes most of my life.
Well, that's good.
But I have, when I'm not consumed by work, it is all about the two children.
The podcast.
The rest of my life. Yeah. No, and then the podcast. Yeah. They're very close third.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. Being so busy at work. Definitely love it for sure.
Is that in case your boss is listening? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. No, it's true. It's true. I love it. But that being said, I'm excited for maybe a slower season that's coming up. So,
I mean, at least you're not having to watch your kids all week anymore. Like that 2 weeks.
That's true. The pandemic. Yeah. The pandemic is over with. I'm not sure if you got the news.
I didn't.
But it is over with, at least at my daycare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was funny. They brought us back to daycare and they were like, the first week, they were like, all right, daycare is reopening. We're going to go back to dropping kids off at the front door. No more parents inside the building. and you know, we're gonna have to mask up and yada yada yada. I'm like, okay, no problem. That lasted for like 2 days. Then they're like, all right, we're reopening the inside for parents to drop kids off inside. All right, great.
And
it's really more convenient for everybody. So
that's why Pennsylvania's positivity rate's so bad.
Yeah, that's not it. I have a couple other reasons, but we'll talk about that on the COVID pod.
Okay.
That we're working
starting
on.
One of those.
Yeah. It's been in the works. Now we're gonna really get into it.
Incredible pandemic.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
There you go. We got to keep the incredible brand. Yeah.
It's always about the incredible brands.
Yeah.
How about you, Ben? How have you been? How was last week? Last week you were on X Factor. What were you doing?
But nobody knows because you guys didn't record it.
Yeah.
You
know, because you were not here. So why did you leave us to flounder, as some would say?
Yeah, I shouldn't trust you to be able to use a computer. I mean, last Monday, like, life's just been, so I think I talked about a while back, like in mid-August, there was a mouse in our house and we like ripped apart a room of our house and there was like,
K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Oh gosh. And there was like water damage and stuff like that. And like, now we're like 3 months later and like, it's never slowed down from that point. You ever get in that cycle where it's just like the smallest thing happens and then like everything cascades from there?
So luckily enough, I don't have that happen too often at home, but that is a every single day event at work.
Yeah. Well, I work from home right now, so you know, two things go hand in hand. But yeah, so it's just been one thing after another. You know, had to do some traveling to get some stuff done this weekend, working on the house constantly because hopefully it's been like 6 weeks and I'm waiting on windows to get installed. So
what is currently in the place of the window?
I mean, the old window is there, but it was leaking. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what caused all the water damage.
Which
so
is where the mouse came in.
I think the mouse thing was a separate issue, but you know, I've been redoing some flooring in the room, ripped out the old carpet, hopped on that luxury vinyl bandwagon. I think you laid some of that in your basement, right?
I did. Whole basement is luxury vinyl plank.
It's pretty sweet stuff.
That it is awesome.
It goes down so quick and you like really feel like you're making progress.
Quick, definitely when you get the hang of it, for sure. And when you have some kind of help. When you do it by yourself, it could kind of take a while.
I did it by myself, but mine was just like a 16 by 16 room. So it's
okay. Yeah, nice.
It's not like a huge space.
I started the wrong way. So I started with the largest part of my room because I was like, oh, we'll get this done and I'll breeze through the rest. Not realizing that it's going to be the most mentally challenging part because I feel like I'm getting nowhere every time I go down there and do it for two hours at a time. And then at the end, I like breeze through it. I was like, oh, I'm just killing this. I'm like, yeah, I probably should have started with the easier part of the room.
Well,
but yeah, it happens. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's awesome. And I appreciate it more as my kids are getting older.
Yeah.
Because they just spill everything all over the floor all the time. And as much as it would have been gorgeous to lay hardwood floors down through my whole entire house, they would be ruined and we'd be 2 years into the house.
Well, I mean, hardwood floors are... Or do you mean like the laminate hardwood floors?
No, I meant like hardwood floors.
I mean, hardwood floors are waterproof.
Yes, but they require a lot more maintenance. And my child does nothing but like drag furniture across the floor and like... spill milk and you don't find it for like a week and you're like, wait, why is it wet and smelly over here? Oh, there's milk. Good thing the floors are plastic.
That's delicious.
Yeah, children, they're wonderful.
Yeah,
have wonderful. Some.
But yeah, that's why. So Chelsea, like, we were trying to go back and forth, and like the color that she really liked was in one that wasn't waterproof. It was just water resistant. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you know, you need water.
No, we're doing something waterproof. We're doing something waterproof. So it's just been a lot of stuff like that. Here and there and everywhere, all that fun stuff.
Nice, man. Have you had any time to watch anything?
Let's find out. How about that for a segue, man? We got off to a slow start, but we're cruising now.
We got it. We are cooking with gas, as they say.
I got to watch Dune. Should we go ahead and just mention a couple things about Dune? Since
we'll do a spoiler-free review.
But Now you knew nothing about Dune. Did you read Dune beforehand?
No, I knew nothing about it. Never read anything. Never saw.
So you and I are in the same boat with that.
Was very confused when Kevin Bacon didn't even make a cameo. Then Tim informed me that was Tremors, not Dune, and apparently not the same universe.
Nope.
He said could be. It's never said it wasn't the same universe, but at least
right.
it doesn't take place in the movie or the books.
Okay.
So I have gone back and rewatched Tremors, just as good as it was back in 1990.
Never seen it.
Very funny.
Never seen it. I really enjoyed Dune. Everything that was in the director, cinematographer, actor's control was really great. The production company just really screwed up only ordering half of a movie.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest miss of the whole thing.
I agree. They get the part two greenlit, so we're good to go there.
Yeah, but it's like 2 years too late. Like, they needed part one now.
And part two a year later.
Part one at most a year later.
Yeah.
You know, I like the whole, you know, even though they weren't great movies, Matrix 2 and 3, what was like a summer blockbuster and then Christmas.
Don't even remember when it was coming out, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It came out. They came out 6 months apart. They were really, that's why I say it was really one long movie. That's what they needed to do here. You know, minimum 6 months, max a year. This 2 year thing, I think it's at least they're rushing to get it done in 2 years. Like that's, I was expecting 3 or 4 with a movie this big. And how much, you know, CG and special effects need to go into it. But, for what it was, I mean, it couldn't be any better. I think that, you know, I was talking to my brother-in-law about it because he read Dune back in the day. And I think for how deep the story is, I mean, I know the book is, I don't know, 1200 pages or something crazy. Like
yeah, it's
that.
Nuts.
Like, it is an intense book. And there's, you know, I know that he probably got a lot more out of it having all of that background knowledge. But I don't think any of that background knowledge is needed to enjoy the film or understand the film.
So I agree with you to enjoy the film. To understand the film, I maybe, you know, we're, you know, different, you know, in that sense. But
if you're trying to say I'm smarter than you,
I enjoyed watching it with Tim, because the first thing I realized about the movie, you notice it maybe the first 10 minutes into it, you just get this feeling like, holy crap, this is a huge universe. And there is a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you don't quite understand what's going on in the beginning. And they explain some stuff to you, but they don't explain a lot of things. And I don't know, without Tim, I would have figured them out. And maybe things that weren't super important, but like, they never explain to you that when they shoot lasers, if the laser hits that like force field shield that they wear or any kind of force field, it blows up. So it causes like a giant explosion. So not super important, but was kind of important to understand. When I saw the laser, I was like, wait, why aren't they doing that? Why haven't they been using those the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, why are they magically using it now? And then, so Tim explained that. And there was a couple other things, like when the big fat guy starts flying, there's a big flak. No spoilers. It's a big fat guy. He floats.
The Baron.
And I went, is he really tall? They're like, no, he has like a floating machine. Never explained that to you. Or the guys with the things on their lips that they're like computers.
So, oh yeah, I didn't know that. But like all, like I said, none of that is
enjoyable. Enjoyable. No, you can enjoy it without knowing anything about Dune.
But I also think I understood everything that I needed to understand the movie. Right. It's not one of those movies where you're going to go home and like, hang on, let me like look up a synopsis online so that I can understand the movie. Like,
I agree with
you
that.
Understand the fundamental aspects of the movie, even though you may not know all of those key details. So
yeah. Overall, great. I would tell people to go see it. I'm excited for the second one. I thought it was awesome. Love the cast. And I think
part of me
should give it a shot.
Part of me like thinks that I may not rewatch it. Like, I kind of want to rewatch it, right? It was such a gorgeous movie that I kind of want to rewatch it. Part of me wants to wait until, what is it, October 2023? To because you know that once it comes out, they're going to do like a 6-hour binge and do back to back part one, yeah, and part two. Like part probably one wants to wait and like not watch it again until, mm-hmm, you know, part two comes out and then rewatch both of them at the same time.
I agree with you. I think I'll wait to watch it again until
that way. Hopefully I forget most of it.
Yeah. I mean, that being said, not a lot happens.
It's true. True. But it's very pretty for not a lot happening.
It's true. Very, very pretty.
And can I just say, Denis Villeneuve knows so well, or his cinematographer, whoever he has on his team, how to make ships, spaceships, landing and taking off look completely different and all of them be amazing. Like between Arrival and this movie, like every single spaceship that I've ever seen him do, I'm like, that's the coolest way I've ever seen a spaceship take off or land. And then the next one happens, I'm like, no, that's the coolest one. Like all of them are so good.
I never thought about it, but sure, they do look good. I mean, so I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Okay. You been watching anything, Frankie?
I have been binge watching
Dark Season 3.
Yellowstone seasons 1, 2, and 3. So I've gotten through seasons 1 and 2. I had just started season 3.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. One of the best shows I've ever watched. So good.
I mean, you haven't seen Dark Season 3 yet.
I have not seen Dark Season 3, and Dark Season 1 and 2 were great. This show is better.
Okay.
It is like Sons of Anarchy on a ranch in Montana. It's the best way to describe it. And like the good seasons of Sonarchy, like seasons of Sons of Anarchy, seasons like 1, 2, and 3 and 4.
Everywhere, like such as, and
what? I didn't even stutter.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
No. A little bit. Anyway, awesome movie, awesome TV show. It's with Kevin Costner. He owns the Yellowstone Ranch in Montana, next to the Yellowstone National Park. He pretty much every season is trying to stop people from taking over the ranch, which that's a very simplistic way.
And that's interesting for more than one season.
I'm telling you, you watch the first episode and you're like, oh my God, what this show does. When it's the pilot episode is phenomenal. So you watch it, you're like, oh my God, I'm hooked. It's an extra long pilot episode. I think it's like 2 hours long, but you're hooked on it. You're like, I want to watch the rest of the season. I want to see what happens. And then it does something that not many other shows do, which is season 2 is better than season 1.
Okay.
Which is crazy. That just doesn't happen, especially in a show that comes out weekly in multiple episodes. Sometimes you'll get like a show where everything comes out at once and then the second season will be better than the first season. That's understandable. But this is like they made a pilot and then they started writing episodes and they write these episodes and they're phenomenal. And then the second season came out and they had to write new episodes and they went episode by episode and is better than the first season. Season 3 so far, not as good as the first two seasons, but still very good. But I'm only 2 episodes in, so we'll see.
Well, I will probably not watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured. Anybody else you likes? It is a good vid angel.
I got to check out oh, now I forgot what it was called. Hang on. I just finished watching it. It's like
while you're thinking about that.
All right, go ahead.
I want to complain about one thing about Yellowstone. So it's on the Paramount Network, right? It is not on the Paramount Plus app. Super, super frustrating. It is not on any streaming app unless you have Hulu Live.
Because it's TV. So how are you watching it?
It is not on any streaming app except for Hulu Live. So if you have a Hulu Live account, you can get it. Or if you have like TV and have the Paramount Network, you can watch it. If you want to watch it live, so like season 4 is coming out next week, I think, or 2 weeks from now, it's streaming on the Peacock app. So NBC somehow owns the rights to the show.
Four.
Right, to the show. And,
but not the streaming rights.
But not the streaming. Well, Hulu's NBC, ABC, Hulu owns NBC. No, Hulu owns ABC, but there are NBC shows on Hulu though. So there's some kind of, this is what I mean. All these freaking people who own what and don't own everything.
It's true.
Now it's super annoying. And then the Paramount app, who is owned by CBS, right? Or CBS's own part in it, or however the hell that works. They have.
Oh, this episode just came of Good Vin Angel.
Yeah, so they have two different. They have two different. What are they called? Spinoff shows coming off of Paramount, coming off of Yellowstone.
Called Jellystone and called
Jellystone with Yogi DeBear. It's called Ranch. I forget what the two are called. They're both numbers. It's like 6666. It's like the 66 ranch or 46 ranch. I think it's called 46 ranch in Texas. It's a real ranch. And the other one's called like 18 something, but those are both going to air on the Paramount Plus network and on the app, but not Peacock. It's very frustrating, super annoying. I hate this. Oh, I wish they would just give you everything or let you give you the opportunity just to like buy channels.
Yeah, I mean, at the same which like it's kind of getting to the point where it's like buying a channel but not quite yet, because all of the rights,
not all of them have it,
like you're saying. Yeah, but like at the same time, like it's kind of cool, like so my Disney Plus subscription just
and I have
HBO Max. I'm not paying for either of them. Because other services that I use are paying for them, or paid for them. And then like Hulu is great because you pay for it.
Yeah.
And Netflix is the only one I actually pay for out of pocket for. So, you know, it's, and even that, it's like, yeah, I could probably find somebody that would give me their password.
Super right, and it's super annoying how everyone has different rules and different regulations.
Right,
it drives me bonkers.
Oh, and Apple TV. Okay. I have Apple TV.
No idea who paid for it, but yeah, I think I got a year for free. Phone. Yeah. So, but I still have it though, and it's been over a year, so I don't know how that works. Maybe I'm paying for it. Don't even know about it. But
that's believable.
It drives me bonkers. Like, so my wife watches Bravo shows. Like, she's a big Bravo person.
Okay.
And they're reality TV shows. Bravo's a TV station. Bravo is not on any of the streaming platforms except for, like, again, Hulu Live or like a live TV. Like, okay. Or you have to have cable and subscribe to Bravo.
Right.
It's,
wait, so do you have cable?
No, we don't.
Okay.
This is the big thing. We cut cable probably about 6 months ago, and it's now starting to drive my wife nuts because she can't watch Hulu Bravo Live shows. Well, the thing is, I don't want Hulu, because that brings us back up to the same price that we were paying for cable.
Yeah, I know, but then I have access to it.
No, so here's the thing. I reached out to Tim and Andrew and asked if they wanted to split Hulu Live. Hulu Live, you can't split unless you're in the same market.
Oh.
So if I, because my dad has Hulu Live, and he was like, hey, you can just use our login. Okay, great. I log in, turned it on. Nope. And says, yeah, you're not. Same network. You're not. Yeah. It will That's not funny. Work. Yeah, so because it's a different TV, you know, different market, and they have live TV. So
I don't know.
I thought about you too.
Sling is the cheapest cable network, or like it's only $30 a month.
Yeah,
but I don't know which one has Bravo.
I don't know, and doesn't have like on demand recordings.
Well, that I don't know.
That's I looked at. It's super irritating.
Yeah, we found a way. Yeah, you got 50 hours of DVR storage.
Okay. We found the way around it. Like my
And it's $35 an hour.
Okay. My cousin has
$35 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot cheaper. So my cousin has a YouTube TV. And with that, you can have 5 profiles, but only 3 people can stream at a time.
Okay.
So he let me use his log. He lets us use his login, so she just watches it. But sometimes she gets kicked off because someone else is watching it. But
yeah,
that at least works for her. It's just super annoying. I let you just let people share it. Or have like better regulations.
Yeah, it's probably something with the rights to streaming content versus live content are completely different contracts, and they probably aren't allowed to do that.
Anyway, so we talk a lot about streaming networks. What are you watching?
I have been watching 4 Hours at the Capitol. It is a documentary on HBO Max about the January 6th. Takeover of the Capitol.
Is there a documentary that happened like less than a year ago?
It did happen less than a year ago. That's good math, Frankie. Proud of you.
Thank you.
People got on it. I mean, we're in COVID, right? So people are working from home, and it was really well done. Also, rather infuriating. So
that's fair.
I think, you know, everybody kind of should probably watch it. just to see kind of like people who were actually there talking about why they were there and what their motivations were and what they were deciding to do. It's fascinating. It's
people are fascinating.
People are fascinating, but also it's kind of cool. This is such a unique time because there are so many cameras everywhere, right? Like so many people were live streaming and videotaping there that they were able to put together a very thorough documentary of everything that happened on that day using mostly the people's own footage. So from a production standpoint, like that was a really cool, it was really cool to see them, how they put it together.
I'll definitely watch it as I'm a big history buff, right? So
yeah,
that as crazy and scary as that time was, it also is incredibly interesting to me because it's like that's something that will be talked about for centuries.
Oh yeah.
That will be in history books. They'll be as well as the pandemic, like everything about, like, it's nuts and it's cool is a weird way to say it, but it's cool to be a part of it. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, I don't know. It's just nuts. Like you think about certain parts of your life that are in history books and you might not realize it at the time, but looking back on it, like, oh wow, like, you know, 9/11, I was alive for that. People will be learning about that and talk about that forever. This pandemic, the attack on the Capitol, like all that stuff is crazy.
It is TVMA. It is definitely, I mean, you can't vidangel it, but it's definitely a vidangel. I mean, cause there's obviously a lot of violence, a lot of people, you know, a lot of language cause everybody's upset about everything. Like everything about the documentary, every single perspective on the events was angry at the other perspective. So everybody's just real mad. But really, really worth watching.
I can't wait for my grandkids to have to interview me about it for school.
And yeah.
What were you doing during the Capitol attack and during the pandemic? I was like, I was on TikTok a lot.
TikTok, what's that? You're so old.
Like, I don't know. I was, I watched it happen on the internet.
The other thing my wife and I have been watching is I finally got my wife into Alone. I think I've watched it on, I think I've talked about it on the show before, but it's a History Channel reality show. It's, you know, what a survivor, what we're actually about surviving. So they take 10 people and drop them into the harshest outdoor environments with like only like 10 items that they could choose and then see who can last the longest. I really enjoy it. It's on, there's like one or two seasons on Netflix, but then the rest of the show is on Hulu. It is really fascinating. We are in the middle of season 7 right now. So they drop people in into the Arctic, onto, you know, into this lake in the Arctic. And they're trying to see who, if they can make it to 100 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really fascinating. Also, I only needed to get about 10 minutes into the first episode to know that I never want to do that in my entire life. As much as I love being alone, I would not want to do that. I don't like being cold.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair. I know I would not want to do
it. I get chilly.
Though it sounds like a good way to diet. You know, just be trapped alone in
the wilderness. They're all starved and they go through, like, each one of them loses like 20-30% of their body weight.
Nice.
While on the show. So you watching anything else?
That is it, man. I've been binging Yellowstone. There's a bunch of stuff that's getting added onto my queue, as they say.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
What's it gonna take to get you to watch Dark season 3?
That's gotta be in the mood. I've been thinking, I'm running so far behind. So I will say you have something working in your favor, right? I'm running so far behind on TV shows that I want to watch and haven't had the ability to. And that's not true. I am still watching like the TV show Ghost on CBS and Titans on HBO Max, which just ended. I finished all that. Titans was awesome. Ghost is pretty funny. I like it. I think what I'm going to do anyway is make a spreadsheet of everything that is on my list of things I want to watch, including seasons, and then sort it by hours.
You talked about this on the show.
And then
work my way
from the shortest up to there. So because there's only
there's 0% chance that you'll be that organized about it.
Oddly enough, I love Excel and I'm super organized with you on Excel too. Yeah. My wife got me into Excel and now like everything's sorted that way. Like, okay. So I have like 17 different spreadsheets. I do stuff that way. So it's great. So I probably will do that just to have the fun of making it. And then if I follow it, that's another question.
You know, I used to teach an Excel course if you want to learn some things.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There's a lady on TikTok. I learned from her.
She's probably smarter than
me. She's the Excel lady. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. She offers courses for like $300, but you should be trying making some extra money.
No. There's a reason I said I used to teach it.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Yeah. Well, Frankie, where can people connect with us and try to convince you to finally watch Dark Season 3?
You guys can go on to Facebook, facebook.com/incrediblecritics. Hit the like button. Become part of the Incredible fam and talk to us. Let us know what you like, what you want us to watch, what you think about Dune. Also go on to Cameo, cameo.com/incrediblecritics. If you want a shout out, a birthday, anything, for the low, low price of $10, we will shoot you a cameo.
Until next week, we're the Incredible Critics. Okay, if we started a cameo page and an Etsy page, neither of them would make money, but which one would make money first?
An Etsy page, like what's going on the Etsy page?
I guess that's really the question, right?
Yeah. Like, are we selling merch on the Etsy page?
I guess it'd have to be merch, but like handmade merch.
Like, not, because the only way we'd sell merch is to like have other people make it and then resell it for a markup.
Right.
I'm going to guess the Etsy page over the Cameo.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because
I think people would buy merch over having us send them a video message.
Because anybody that actually listens to the show would just text us and be like, hey, can you send a message to this person? Yeah.
I think we'd be so excited for someone to send that to us that we would just offer the deal.
You want me? Me? Mm-hmm. Really? Me? Really?
If we had like some kind of.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If we had some kind of like Stitch, you know what I mean, like some kind of like gimmick or something that we're known for that would be funny in a video to somebody.
We are known for it. Something no, not being good at what we do.
It's true. The whole happy birthday message, we just forget to say happy birthday.
Exactly.
Well, this is
We're live. Yep, there you go, you did it. Congratulations.
Listen,
you did it. World's best cup of coffee.
Unsupported get request, object ID, yada, yada, yada. Is that fine?
I'm assuming.
Are we live?
I guess so. Let's hope so.
Let me share my screen.
Oh, no. Now I see host disabled participant screen sharing. So now I can't do audio cues. There it is. This was a good idea. See, this is why I said we should do it after.
No.
We're doing it.
It's literally called Do It Live. So are we streaming?
Yes, we're streaming. What did you think you did?
What's this page? Share. Hold on. Share screen.
That page is... No, you don't need to share screen. No, stop. That page allows you like to view... you're doing it.
This one. See this?
Yeah, it just glitched. But we're live.
It glitched, but it works?
All this. Yes, they're seeing all this.
All right, I have to hide some stuff then. Hold on, stop.
Yeah, yeah. Better get that search history off.
Wait, so we're live. So
Frankie,
I did it.
Yes, we're live.
Are you sure?
We're live. Well, I mean, I'm going to pull my phone to check.
Can anyone hear us?
Well, now that's a different question because nobody listens.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't know who said it, but someone said, teach a man the fish and he'll fish forever.
Yeah, I wanted you to teach you the
buy
fish.
A man a fish and he just has one fish. I think that's the quote.
Yeah, that.
And you never taught something. Tim and I how to fish. Andrew just knows that's, because, you know, what else does he have to do?
Because he knows how to use a computer.
No, because Andrew was part of the podcasting class that actually listens because it wasn't the first class.
I mean, I do this podcast. Yeah. I was part of that first podcasting class.
Yes. What's but you do excuse? This every week. Now that I know how to do it, I can do this every week.
Except, we still don't have audio.
I can share audio.
Do you have any audio to share? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have that set up before you hit the go live button?
Well,
that would have been good.
What if I stop the live right now? What happens?
Then we'd have, yeah. Then we'd just have a random video on our page.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Because nobody watches, nobody listens. Or you could just allow me to share. I think you go under participants and you can.
Well, that's something good to teach me too, right? Teach me like how to.
I am Ben mm-hmm. Franco. That's me.
Oh, you know, I realized you didn't get to hear last week's recording. You didn't hear me butcher the intro with the sounds.
I'm so sad. I think you still need to.
Send you that?
Yeah.
I probably should send that to you.
Yeah. Just so
you
can have.
So you go into, so you're saying sounds. Add the music right here in my podcast. Music link.
Okay. This is thrilling for
this is great. Watching. Everyone's this watching. Is... Listen, we're learning together. This is a learning podcast.
Except nobody can
it's see incredible and you're not describing learners.
Anything that you're doing. So literally it's nobody's learning.
I anything. Was sharing my screen. You yelled at me. I was sharing my screen and you yelled at me. Share.
No, you let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
This is good. This is good. No, we'll wait for you, Frankie. Frankie just had to learn right in that moment.
Just wait, how do I not share a screen? How do I just share sound?
No. Oh my. We'll do this after. Just let me share sound, which works because I'm generally the one leading into sounds anyway.
Oh, that's a good point. Are you running the show this week?
I mean,
I'm so glad you're back.
That How do was I make the plan you share sound? Until you came mm-hmm. in and we're all like, I am the captain now. Look at me. Look
Reactions. At
me. I'm the captain now.
All right.
Go under participants.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right click on me.
All right. See more.
If you can allow.
Allow to multi-pin? Allow local files?
Allow share screen or something like that.
It's not an option.
Well, then.
I think I can make you the host.
Yeah. All right. Make me the host. Let's see if that bumps us offline.
I think it might bump us offline, though.
Well, we'll find out. We're learning together, Frankie.
We're learning together. So this is our learn. Do you want to change the host?
This is the first time Frankie's. This is the first time Frankie's used.
I think you're host.
I am the host. Thank God.
Are we still streaming?
Yes, we're still streaming.
Okay.
We're still there.
Episode 230, guys, and we're still figuring things out.
No, you're still figuring things out.